Hey, Kathy.
Michelle, how are you?
I am so good. Like all afternoon, I had that butterfly feeling, like the night before Christmas, the Christmas Eve feeling. That's like, oh, I get to do something really fun this afternoon, and I'm like, oh, it's so funny because we work together, but we don't work together. Like we're remote, right? So it's not like I get to be like, hey, meet me at the water cooler. We'll catch up.
Yeah, exactly. There's no conversations in passing. It has to be very intentional, like reaching out for some reason.
Exactly. This is a really good reason. So it's good to
This
see
is a
you.
great reason. I think so. And you know what? So this is Friday afternoon, even though this will be released on Monday, and I'm looking forward to the Monday that we will be releasing it on. But if the sun is shining, it's beautiful weather. I took the day off of work today, and I am like doing what things that I want to do for a change instead of like things that need to be done. I'm in bliss. So I'm
I
gonna
love
just
it.
channel all my bliss here.
Well, I'm in New York and the sun is shining here too. But today I woke up, it was 37 degrees outside.
It's too soon. Too soon for that. Ew.
High of 60. And I'm like, oh man, it was like 3 weeks ago. It was like, man, open the windows, turn on the air conditioner. It's like 90 degrees outside. So, yeah, life in New York is a
Wow.
challenge sometimes.
It sure
For
can
sure.
be. Wow. And
Yeah.
you're in Rochester. You guys get tons of like lake effect snow too there, don't you?
We sure do. I can go to bed with nothing on the ground and wake up with 4 feet of snow. Yeah.
Crazy.
It is. I don't know why I live here. I don't know. But it is, well, I mean, I have family here. That's why I live here. But it's
Yeah.
like, why anybody just chooses Rochester? I mean, it's beautiful, don't get me wrong. It's really a beautiful area. You've seen the pictures I take. It's a beautiful
Yes.
area, but winter is challenging. And the older I get, the more challenging it is.
I hear you. I hear you. Winter's hard. Hot summers are hard. It's like I'm looking for that, perfect weather every day place. I miss California, honestly. But
Believe it.
oh well, we do what we can
Yeah,
do.
absolutely. Absolutely. So you have some awesome topics for today.
I do. Well, I've been kind of like watching just the conversation. This hard couple of weeks, I think, for people just in general, everybody that I've talked to has been. Had some kind of challenge in their life over the last couple of weeks. And there's been a lot of stuff that has come up. A lot of people have gotten triggered by conversations. And there's been a lot of really heavy conversations, even in the WordPress community. But what I've noticed over the last couple of days, as we've gotten some distance from the initial triggering types of events, there have been a lot of really positive conversations that are moving people forward. And so I kind of had this feeling that, we all go through the compost of life, so to speak. There, there's some difficulties. I mean, you and I have had some pretty significant challenges this year. But sometimes there's some really beautiful flowers that can grow out of that compost. And I think that some of the conversations that people are ha having right now have been not only really eye-opening for me, because I brought some of those conversations to my daughter, who also shared her perspectives and
Sure.
was very connecting. So I feel like even though we go through dark times, those dark times can often be the compost that we need to grow new things.
Now, you and I have never discussed whether or not we use colorful language here because this is only podcast number two. But I'm going to go ahead and interpret what you just said as sometimes shit makes the best fertilizer for the good stuff.
It does. It certainly does. I was trying to be like all, I don't know if we need to put Apple gets weird with their podcasts with the tags of like explicit language and things like that. But yes,
Think one
I've
one of
often
them.
heard, yeah, I've heard people say that gardening is the only hobby that can force people to carry around bags of shit.
So true. And then you get the best vegetables and you get the best fruits, you get the best flowers. Yeah. And it harkens me back to like the idea of the like a gold forge or a silver forge. Like to if you find gold and silver natively in the ground kind of thing, it isn't just like, oh look, there's a beautiful piece of silver. No, it's got other stuff mixed into it, right? Other ores.
Yeah.
And the refinery has to take that, literally melt it down, remove the slag until you have the beautiful, 14 karat or whatever. I don't even know how they're measured. I'm not a jeweler, but you have that metal, the pure metal that's left over. And so sometimes we have to go through the fire, right? Like, you had a tough year, I had a tough year. We're still meeting on Friday laughing about the shit that we've gone through this week, because it's, you know, it's sometimes it's laugh or cry, right? And I think we've both done both of those things, but getting to the tears and realizing that you can come through these horrible experiences, whether, and they don't have to be horrible, but they can just be just nasty or whatever. And either, you know, you've gone through that refinery process where you've been the one who's been tried and you've been the one who comes through and still shining, or you just had to wade through some of the compost to get to the good stuff. Right. Regardless of how you look at those kinds of things, I think you're right for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's really important because, you know, we're going into another week here and who knows what could pop up, you know, what kind of challenges can happen. And when you're in the midst of it, when you're soaking in the compost and that's all it is, it's really hard to see it for what it could be. You know, it's like the emotions are getting triggered. You know, you just want to just like, I'm done with this. I am done with the drama. I am done with you people. Goodbye. You know, the whole Cartman thing of like, screw you guys, I'm going home. That whole feeling, you know.
With my cheesy poofs.
Yeah. You get to that point, but also like being able to feel that, but also being able to hold in that feeling of what can I turn this into? How can I turn this on its head and turn this into some kind of fertilizer for a better tomorrow? And because there's always going to be a better tomorrow, that these emotions, if you look over the course of your life, they don't last forever. They come in like peaks and waves, and then better times happen. And somebody told me the more crap you go through, the worse that it is, the better it's going to be on the other side. I'm like, I don't know if that's true, but I'm going to hold on.
Please let that be true.
Yes, exactly.
100%. 100%. Yeah. Well, I was a single mom. I raised my daughter from day one by myself. And it was hard. It was that it was wading through the compost while burning in the fire, right? Like, it was all of those things. And I look back now, I have a 30-year-old daughter who is just a delightful person. She's an amazing human being with a good heart, who does amazing things, who seeks to help other people, who is a warrior for good. And I look back and I'm like, damn, it was worth it. And look what happened as a result of all those years of difficulty. I went through that time. I got my MBA while she was little. I worked a full-time job. I had my parents helping me out. And so, you know, the difficult times, if you set your sight on the possible outcome, like, I never knew what would the outcome would be. Like, you can only hope that you're going to raise a good human being, right? And that they're not some horrible slag on humanity or whatever. But thank God she wasn't. But but you set your sights on that, you know, that tunnel vision and seeing the light at the end of the tunnel and hoping that when you get there, the good things that you've like imagined will come. And like, you're right. So for me, it was like, she's the most amazing thing that's ever happened in my life. And I couldn't have imagined it being as good as it actually turned out to be.
That's so beautiful. That's so wonderful. Yeah. And I saw on LinkedIn, you shared something that she had done and just how just so such a solid individual that's contributing to society being a better place. And that was just so heartening to see. So all of that work, so worth it.
Yeah. And my two daughters, my daughter by birth and my daughter by WordPress, Lydia is my daughter by birth and Allie Nimmons is my daughter through WordPress, actually had lunch today together in Austin, Texas. Because Lydia was there for work. And when Allie was here earlier this year, they met and, you know, got to form a friendship. And so they went out to lunch together and they each texted me pictures of each other across the table. And I was just like, my heart is smiling. It was such a good feeling that two good humans in my life are spending some time together. So
that is so cool. How magical. Yeah. You kind of are like, you're kind of the mom to a lot of people in WordPress. Like, you watch out for a lot of people. That's so sweet that your daughter and Allie could connect that way.
Yeah. Amazing. Made me happy. It was a good way to end a week for sure.
Excellent. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
So what is your word to carry us through this week? If you had to pick a word to get through this next week. I know I put you on the spot. We hadn't talked about this in advance.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess it's, it's perspective, being able to hold that larger picture of a perspective, and always keep hope, you know, always keep hope of what the positive outcome is. What, you know, a lot of times we get ourselves wrapped up into our thoughts of what we think could happen. You know, we live in the future, fear-based of, you know, well, this happened and that happened, and now that means this could happen. And I think staying, you know, present with a perspective of hope, because it's never really as bad as our brains figure it out to be, our egos who want to protect us. So perspective and hope, I have to have two words.
It's okay. You stole my second. Your second word was my first word. So I think that's because we have the mind meld. So I love it. My word for the week is also hope. So, and I love that you added perspective to it, but definitely I have a huge hope for the future. And this last week showed us a lot of negativity. And like you said, you know, it's the compost of the week. I am hoping that this week brings with it hope for a brighter future and good connections, and that people who have felt downtrodden will start to feel like the flowers rising up. So,
ooh, that is beautiful. I love it.
I love it too. That's right. I'm glad we're partnering up on this, and we're going to cut it shorter this week because last week was a little long because we were introducing ourselves, but I hope that everybody has a wonderful week, and definitely we will see you next week. And Kathy, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.